Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Agnes hasn't gotten out much over the past few years. She spends most of her time at Hillendale, where the doctors can give her the attention she needs. Truth is, my wife suffers from a mental illness, a deep depression that kind of keeps her from being able to cope with all the pressures you and I take for granted.
Mr. Dent suffered a stroke, and we have to do some more tests. It appears it may have been caused by a brain tumor.
I have to get out of here.
But you need treatment.
They'll find me and kill me.
Who?
The same people who killed Armitage Shanks. I have to go. They'll find out I'm here. Look, please, wait.
You need to calm down.
But you don't understand what's happening.
All the evidence leads me to believe that they need the Imagination Station to make their technology work.
Oh, no.
Mr. Whitaker, what's wrong?
I have to call the police.
The police? What happened?
Someone stole the Imagination Station.
Introducing the Nova Box. The Nova Box is a breakthrough product. Just attach the VR helmet to the silver box, grab the handheld controller, tune in your favorite Novacom channel, and you're off. It's revolutionary. Try it at home.
Billy never really liked school much. His grades were terrible.
I couldn't pass anything.
Then we got the Nova Box. I was skeptical at first, but Billy loved it.
It made learning fun.
And then I got his grades.
Straight A's for the first time ever.
Thanks, Nova Box.
The Nova Box. It will change your life. Available at all local outlets of the Novacom Kids Center for a limited time only. Get a free month of service and free installation. Learn more. Work more. Play more. It's easy. The Nova Box by Novacom.
Well, that's their story, Jason. They're marketing it all over town. They say it's the most important advance in technology since the internet. And since Novacom has their own programming, well, it's easy to get their message out.
Wow, this is a lot to take in, Dad.
Mm.
I mean, from what you've told me, the scope of this thing's even bigger than I imagined.
Well, we can only assume that the Nova Box is the culmination of everything Novacom has done.
And this is how they're using Eugene's research?
Yeah, it seems so.
I don't get it. There doesn't seem to be anything inherently wrong with what they're doing. I mean, not if people are learning from it.
Yeah, that's a big if. I think it's too soon to tell exactly how well it's working. And don't forget, they may start with the appearance of something good and then use it for their own purposes later. Hmm. We have to keep an eye on them.
So where's your agent Borland and the FBI in all of this? Shouldn't they be putting a stop to it?
Yeah, put a stop to what? That's the problem, Jason. They don't have any solid evidence to bring it to trial.
Well, then you know what? We have to get proof.
Hmm.
I still have that disc that Eugene sent. Well, maybe there's some information on it I can use.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, should we email Eugene and tell him to come back? I mean, now that Novacom has the information, he should be safe.
I've already tried. His emails always come back as undeliverable.
So he's still missing.
Right.
So what now? What are we going to do?
I'm on the Brian Dern show this afternoon to talk about my concerns with the box. I know it's going to be rough, but it may be enough of a spark to get people thinking.
Whit?
Tom.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. Hey, Jason, good to see you again.
Hey, Tom.
Excuse me, Jason, but I need to kidnap your father.
We were just finishing up. He's all yours.
Kidnap me?
Whit, there is something you just have to see.
Tom, I'm not sure that now is the best time.
It won't take too long. Trust me, this'll be worth it.
Tom, are you sure you can't tell me what this is all about?
Be patient. You'll see for yourself shortly.
Hillendale Haven. Are we going to visit Agnes?
Yep.
But why? What's going on?
I told you.
All right, Tom. I'll be patient.
Hey, Whit, where are you going?
Well, down to Agnes's room. Isn't it down this hall?
Well, it used to be, but they've moved her out of the psychiatric ward.
Really?
This way.
Well, so then is she...
Shh, wait.
Hmm?
Here we are. Agnes?
Tom, Whit, how good to see you both.
Oh, no, don't stop. That was beautiful. She hasn't played the piano in 10 years, Whit. 10 years! She's like her old self.
Oh, that's wonderful, Tom. What caused the change?
The doctors are using some new treatment.
Huh.
I don't understand the whole thing myself.
You remember our song, don't you, Tom?
I sure do. Wait, now what's this?
I tried painting again.
You did?
I don't know how good it is.
Oh, Agnes, it's beautiful. Just look at this, Whit.
Oh, yes, I see. That's a lovely painting. That's your farm, isn't it?
Well, that's what it looked like before I built the Timothy Center. I can't wait for you to see the center, Agnes.
I can't wait either. Whit, I was just thinking about that one time when we had Thanksgiving dinner at your shop with that Kendall girl.
Yes, that was Connie's first Thanksgiving with us.
Mm-hmm. You told the story about how your stepmother led you to the Lord.
Well, that's right.
You're just remembering more and more every day, Agnes.
That's wonderful. Well, I'll leave you two alone for a while. I'll be back in a few minutes, Tom. There's someone else I need to see.
You know someone else here?
Uh-huh. I'll be right back.
Coming! Ah, Mr. Whittaker, how good of you to come.
Oh, Mr. Dent, you're looking well.
Thank you. I don't think I'll have to stay here much longer. In fact, I feel good enough to leave today.
Well, why don't you let the doctor make that decision?
Have a seat.
All right.
Tell me about Odyssey. What is Novocom up to these days?
Are you sure you want to know?
Of course. You don't have to worry about me.
Well, a few days ago, they released something called the Novabox. Do you know anything about it?
Not the name, but I assume it's the product they've been working on for the past couple of years.
The radio wave research.
Yes. It's the centerpiece of Operation Think Tank. Haven't I told you all this before?
I'm sorry to say that you haven't been in any condition to tell me anything. It was hard to make sense of it all.
Well, those days are behind me.
Well, tell me about Operation Think Tank. The name sounds familiar.
It should. It's Andromeda's master plan. It's all on the disk I gave you.
So, what's their goal?
Quite simple, really. Operation Think Tank will enslave the human race. Would you like a muffin?
What?
Andromeda will infiltrate homes with the box and use it to control what people think and do.
Mind control?
Andromeda will take over the world by whatever means necessary. They'll stop at nothing, Mr. Whittaker. Nothing.
Do you have any proof?
Proof? You can't stop them with proof. They operate beyond the law, beyond reason, don't you see? You can't fight them anymore. Pandora's box is open. The end is near. The time has come.
All right. I understand. I really should go.
No! You can't! You have to listen, Whittaker!
Mr. Dent!
I'm sorry. I'm overstating my case, I know.
Are you all right?
You've got to be careful. They'll use anything to stop you.
Dr. Jennings?
Yes? Oh, hello, Whit.
Yes, I was wondering about Mr. Dent. How would you say he's progressing?
Oh, pretty well for a man who's had the kind of trauma to his brain that he has.
Hmm.
The treatment is helping.
What treatment?
It's a new technology. They're calling it wave therapy.
Wave therapy?
It's awfully complicated, but essentially it's a new device that uses radio waves to help replace faulty brain waves. It's done wonders for many of our patients.
A device?
It's the medical version of that Novabox everyone's talking about.
Oh, no. Did you treat Agnes Riley with it, too?
Yes, we have. What's the problem?
Doctor, this may not make sense.
Huh?
But you need to stop using that box on Mrs. Riley and Mr. Dent immediately.
I'm sorry, Whit, but you don't have the authority to demand that. You placed Mr. Dent under our care, and Mr. Riley readily agreed to the treatment for Agnes.
I have to talk to Tom. Tom, you have to stop Agnes's treatments immediately.
What?
Why?
The device they're using is the same one that's made by Novacon.
Okay, and?
It's created from Eugene's research and my imagination station technology. Stolen information. Novacom is up to no good.
Well, normally I would agree with you, Whit. But this is something different. I've seen the good that their treatment is doing.
Tom, it may seem good now, but what'll they do next? They can't be trusted. There's a price tag they haven't shown us yet.
I'm sorry, Whit, but I will not make Agnes stop. This Tom. Is a dream come true. She has her life back. I can't and I won't take that away from her.
But Tom...
No, Whit, no. I won't consider it. Agnes stays with the treatment.
My life has changed.
Thousands of people around the country have been helped by the Novavox.
Before I used the Novavox, every day was a hassle. I'd lost all use of my limbs, and my wheelchair had become a prison. But now, with the Novavox, it's like the world has opened up to me again. I can use my mind in ways I never thought possible. I can turn off light switches, operate appliances, why, I can even email my granddaughter just by thinking about it. It has set me free to concentrate on more important things.
Hey, Grandpa, you want to play a game of checkers?
Oh, sure, honey.
Ask your doctor if the Novavox is right for you. Learn more, work more, play more. It's easy. The Novavox. By Novacom.
Folks, the next hour of radio may be the most educational 60 minutes you'll have since you dissected frogs in the seventh grade. Welcome to the Crying Brian Dern Show! Today we're talking about that little silver box that has taken Odyssey by storm, the Novavox. My guest today is well known to all of you, I'm sure. He's the owner of Wits End and a prominent citizen around town. But he hates the Novavox's guts, and he's going to tell us why. Would you please join me in welcoming John Avery Whitaker?
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Brian. I'm glad to be here.
Now, Whit, I have one of these boxes at home, and I think I join with our audience in asking, what is your problem?
My main problem I have with the Novavox is that I don't think people understand what they're risking here. It's potentially dangerous.
Well, hey, so is crossing the street. But it's not like Novacom is forcing people to buy this thing.
But I'm afraid people don't fully understand what they've brought into their home.
Oh, come on! This device can help kids who would otherwise be in detention make the honor roll. How can you argue with that?
Well, the testimonials are well documented, but no one has been able to show me solid test results, which is my point. This technology is so new and untested, we don't even have laws in place to protect us from it.
Yeah. Do you have a box in your home, Whitaker?
I don't have a TV, Brian, but I've seen...
You don't have one. So... You are criticizing something you know nothing about.
No, of course
not. Let's bring in someone who does know what they're talking about. Folks, our surprise guest today is Martha Carmen, Community Relations Representative for Novacom. Let's welcome Martha to the show. Why don't you just sit down?
Oh, right here. Oh, thank you, Brian.
Now, you heard our topic, Martha. What do you think about Whitaker's argument?
Well, I think Mr. Whitaker has every right to his opinion. The trouble comes when he imposes it on everybody else.
I hate it when anybody tells me what to do.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not trying to impose my beliefs on others. I'm trying to alert people to the possible dangers with that box.
What dangers? We want to make the lives of our users as enjoyable and profitable as they can be. We want people to work beyond their potential. What could be wrong with that?
Well, it all sounds great, but how does this box really work? Have you bothered to tell them exactly how it seems to be improving learning skills or getting them beyond their potential? You're playing with people's minds.
No.
Do they know that? Have you explained the risks?
You're still harping on the risks, huh?
Oh, the risks are no greater than they were with other great inventions in history. Mr. Whitaker, I get the sense that if you were around when television or radio was invented, you would have tried to stop them.
Can you honestly tell those people that there will be no consequences to this new technology, or that there are safeguards in place to keep you or anybody else from abusing this technology?
I see now. This isn't about the people. It's about Novacom again. Isn't that song getting old? You haven't let up on Novacom since they got here.
She's got a good point, Whit. It seems like you keep harping about everything they do.
I am not harping. I'm trying to raise valid questions.
What surprises me is that you insist on biting the hand that feeds you.
What?
Yeah, Whitaker. Why are you... Yeah, what?
You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Whitaker.
No, I don't.
Not a clue here, either.
You see, Novacom is owned by Andromeda Incorporated.
Yes, I know that.
And Andromeda owns Wits End in Connellsville.
Huh.
Your shop.
Really?
Oh, that's ridiculous. Wits End in Connellsville is a business partnership with Mary's Story Shop.
And Mary's Story Shop is owned by Andromeda.
What?
Well, now that is big news. And I've never seen Whit look, speechless before.
Well, if it's true, then it's news to me.
I happen to have the paperwork right here.
Huh. Well, so, Mr. Whitaker, sounds like you've been talking out of both sides of your mouth. On one hand, you criticize Novacom, but on the other hand, you're owned by the same company. What do you have to say about that?
I have to honestly say that I knew nothing about this. I never even suspected that.
Yeah, that's what they all say. I'm sure somebody out there believes you, but this makes your argument against the Novabox look pretty flimsy.
This doesn't change anything I've said. Now, I want to go back to...
We have to pause for a commercial break, folks. When we return, our topic is, can Odyssey trust John Avery Whitaker? We'll be right back.
Come in.
Mary, we have to talk.
What's wrong?
I need to know the truth. Who really owns this place?
What? Mary's Story Shop. You know that.
Well, is it true that Mary's Story Shop is owned by Andromeda?
Of course it is. It has been for many years.
Oh, boy.
But what's the matter?
Mary, did you know that Andromeda also owns Novacom?
Yes, of course I do. Andromeda owns a lot of companies. Is there a problem?
Yes. I won't have my shop owned by Andromeda. I can't get into all the reasons now, but I don't want my name associated with Andromeda.
I don't know what to say.
Well, I do. I've gone over our contract, and I have a few options. One is that I withdraw everything of mine from the shop, and you reopen it as something else.
You can't do that. Whit, you're the heart and soul of this place. Do you want to kill all the progress we've made with these kids?
Well, all right then. The other option is to buy it from you. There's a clause in the agreement that allows me to do that.
Well, there may be a clause, but that doesn't make it simple. The board has to agree. I'll have to ask them about it.
Well, good idea. In fact, I'll go to the board meeting with you.
So Mary was working for Andromeda the whole time. You don't think she's been in on their scheme, do you?
No. I think she was played as a pawn, just like me. They used her idea to partner with me in the Connellsville shop to try and get their hands on the imagination station.
And, I suspect, to keep you distracted from what they were doing here in Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Connie said you've been really busy between the two shops.
Yeah, that's right. They took my desire for a new ministry and twisted it all around.
Ugh. Isn't that what the enemy does sometimes? Tries to use our own goodness against us?
Well, Jason, what I'm seeing is that I'm not spending enough time seeking God's wisdom and help.
Hmm.
Novacom has planned everything to the finest detail, but God is bigger than Novacom, than Andromeda, and whatever else they have up their sleeves.
That's right. So what now?
Well, now we get on our knees. and ask him for guidance.
All right.
Now, Lord, we're lost. I feel like we're blocked at every turn. I don't know what else to do now. Please, show us the way.
Wow, cool! The Nova Box is better than anything!
You can play games 10 times better!
Awesome!
Radical!
Spectacular!
Thanks, Nova Dude!
Good grief. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Whit!
Huh?
I thought it was you pulling up.
Oh, hi, Tom.
What are you doing here at Hillendale again?
Oh, I just came back to see a friend.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that I am here to bring Agnes home.
Oh, you mean for good?
Yep. The doctors say she's improved so much that she doesn't have to stay anymore. Here, I'll get the door for you.
Oh, thanks. Well, that is good news, Tom.
Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, Dr. Jennings.
I'm glad you're here.
Well, what now?
Mr. Dent's disappeared.
What?
Dent? You mean Arthur Dent? He was here?
I'll explain later, Tom. Well, when did he disappear, Dr. Jennings?
Earlier this afternoon.
Huh.
No one saw anything, but a nurse brought him his dinner and found the room empty and the window broken.
Hmm.
We assume he's escaped.
Escaped? Or was he kidnapped?
What's happened to Mr. Dent? And what about the Nova Box? Is it safe? Oh, I'll bet it isn't. But maybe we'll find out for sure on the next Adventures in Odyssey. Sometimes when we have a problem, we try to fix it by ourselves. But we forget that God can fix our problems much better than we can. I think it's important to remember that even though Jason and Whit are working hard to find out the truth about Novacom, they also took time to ask for God's help in prayer. God cares about us and listens to everything we ask Him. That's why He said in Philippians 4:6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Box of Miracles was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by John Beebe. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen, and our executive producer was Paul McCusker. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.